哈利路亚啊！奉主是圣名，我们继续学习会幕的道理哦。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we continue with the studies of the tabernacle.
虽然这个会幕啊，离我们今天的生活看起来是非常的遥远。
Although it seems as if this tabernacle seems to be far from our living at the current stage.
好像这个是旧约，好像只跟这个以色列人有关系哦。
Seems as if this is the Old Testament and it is only related to the Israelites.
但是既然被放在圣经里面，
But it is actually a part of the Bible.
就是神有要我们学习的内容。
It is content that God wishes for us to learn from.
好，所以会幕是以色列人信仰的中心。
So the tabernacle is the center of the faith of the Israelites.
如同今天教会也必须是我们信仰生活的中心一般。
Likewise, the church should also be the center point of our religion.
好，所以神都期望我们要能够建立起一个完整的会幕。
So there is a hope that we should all be able to build up a complete tabernacle.
而这个会幕是需要每一个人都要付出努力一起搭建的。
And this tabernacle should be put up together with everyone's efforts.
所以在昨天我们学到了会幕需要每个人的付出。
So as we've learned yesterday, that the tabernacle requires the efforts of everyone.
我们也学到了神会赐给恩赐，使各样的工作都有适合的工人来服侍。
We've also learned that the Lord will give gifts to every different individual so that they have participation in the work.
我们继续往下看，好。
Let's continue to read on.
我们请翻到出埃及记的第36章。
Let's turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 36.
出埃及记36章的第八节。
Exodus chapter 36, verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
他们中间凡心里有智慧做工的，用十幅幔子做帐幕。这幔子是比撒列用染的。用染的细麻和蓝色、紫色、朱红色线制造的，并用巧匠的手工绣上基路伯。第九节。
Nine.
每副幔子长28轴，宽4轴，都是一样的尺寸。第十节。
Ten.
他使这五幅幔子幅幅相连，又使那五幅幔子幅幅相连。十一。
Eleven.
在这相连的幔子末幅边上做蓝色的纽扣，在那相连的幔子末幅边上也照样做。十二。
Twelve.
在那相连的幔子上做50个纽扣，在这相连的幔子上也做50个纽扣，都是两两相对。十三。
Thirteen.
又做了50个金钩，使幔子相连，这才成了一个帐幕哦，所以呢，他们现在要开始做这个帐幕了。
So right now they are beginning to work on this tabernacle.
这个帐幕啊，基本上就是用好几幅的幔子哈 ，curtain， 用好几幅的幔子把它连起来的。
So、basically, it is composed of different sets of curtains that are looped together.
有众多的幔子相连，建立起了一个神的会幕。
Many of the curtains are all consistently attached to build up one tabernacle.
今天这个幔子就好像我们每一个信徒一样。
Today, these curtains are just like the members.
什么是教会？
What is the church?
教会不是这个建筑。
The church is not this building.
教会是每一个在主里认识主得救的信徒所组成的，叫做教会啊。
Church is composed of every single believer and member of the church that have belief in the Lord.
所以帐幕需要众多的幔子把它连起来。
So that is why the tabernacle requires different curtains, a whole bunch of curtains.
如同今天教会需要许多的信徒一起努力把它建立起来。
Just as the church requires members to be able to build up the church.
他在这里说啊，要成为一个幔子，要成为一个会幕的幔子哦。
So here it says to become one curtain.
他在这里讲说，你要用手工绣上基路伯。
Says it needs to be thread with artistic designs of the cherubim.
那这个基路伯一定要绣在幔子上面。
And the cherubim needs to be artistically designed onto the curtain.
为什么?
Why is this?
我们来看一下创世纪的第三章哦。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 3.
创世纪的第三章。
Genesis chapter 3.
第二十三节
Verse 23
创世纪的二十三章、第三章的二十三节
Genesis 3:23
二十三节主神便打发他出伊甸园去耕种他所自出之土二十四
24
于是把他赶出去了又在伊甸园的东边安设基路伯和四面转动发火焰的剑要把守生命树的道路啊这里告诉我们、基路伯的功用是什么
So here it tells us the function of what a cherubim does
他说基路伯的存在就是要把守到生命树的道路啊
The existence of the cherubim is to guard the way to the tree of life、
所以我们今天作为神家中的幔子
So today as we areA curtain in the house of God.
我们必须要在我们的生命当中也绣上了基路伯。
We must also stitch this cherubim in our life.
使得人因为看见我们、认识我们而看到那个直到永生的道路啊。
So that when others see us, they can see that way to eternal life.
我们说真的要问问自己啊。
So we must ask ourselves.
在我们的朋友、同事、家人的眼中，我们到底是一个什么样子的人
？In the eyes of our friends, relatives.What kind of person are we?
今天我们信了耶稣。
Today we believe in the Lord.
有没有人因为看见我们而找到得救生命树的道路呢?
Is anyone that have ever seen us be able to find the way to the true life of salvation?
在这里说，我们的生命当中要被绣上基路伯。
Here it says that in our life we must stitch on the cherubim.
因为我们的缘故使众人看见神认识耶稣。
Because our purpose is so that other people can see us and know God.
这是主耶稣对我们的期盼。
This is the hope that Jesus has for us.
也是成为会幕这个幔子的要求。
It is also a requirement of building up the tabernacle.
对为一个教会来说。
To a church.
这个教会也必须要被绣上基路伯的记号。
The church should also have the sign of the cherubim.
因为基路伯是把守通往生命树的道路。
Because the cherubim guards the way to eternal life.
所以教会是真理的柱石跟根基啊。
So the church is the truth and the foundation.
所以教会的存在就是要 support, 要支持真理的。
And the existence of the church is to support the truth.
如果一个教会没有真理
If a church does not have the truth,
这个教会没有存在的意义跟价值
Then there is no reason of existence for the church.
所以一个教会必须要把守生命树的道路。
That is why a church needs to guard the tree of life.
要把得救的道理讲得清楚。
To be able to fully explain well the way of salvation.
使得人能够经过教会真正找到神
so that a person can go through the church to find God.
今天很多人会觉得很奇怪
Today many people might think that it's odd.
你们真耶稣教会这么严格干什么
Why is it that your true Jesus church is so stern and strict?
有需要这个样子吗
Do you really need to do this?
有需要这么的坚持吗
Do you really need to emphasize?
干嘛这样大家都很快乐不是很好吗
What is the point of it? Everyone should just be happy.
所以很多时候、人家不懂为什么真耶稣教会对很多道理非常的坚持。
So some people might not understand why the true Jesus church insists on certain doctrines.
因为这是神所托付的责任跟使命啊。
It is because this is commissioned to us by God.
我们必须要把守生命树的道路。
We must be able to guard the way to the tree of life.
曾经有一个信徒来跟我说、
Once a member came and told me.
他说、哎呀，有人要洗礼啊。
He said there's a person who wishes to be baptized.
我说是谁呀、谁要洗礼
？So I asked who is it?
那个人跟我说、我也不认识啊。
And this person said I don't really know him.
他第一次来啊。
It's his first time here.
他就急着要洗礼啊。
But he wants to be baptized.
我说、第一次来道理都不懂啊，不可以洗礼啊。
I said but it's his first time. He doesn't really know the gospel. He shouldn't be baptized.
必须要在道理上有认识、信仰上有追求，才能够洗礼哦。
He must be able to understand the doctrine and have pursued in the gospel and then be baptized.
可是这个弟兄就跟我说、
But this brother told me,
不行啊，你要是不给他洗哦，他说不定就生气啦。
He said, but if you don't let him baptize, he might get angry.
你不给他洗，他搞不好下次就不来啦。
And if you don't let him be baptized, then he might not come anymore the next time.
可不可以洗？
So can we baptize him?
当然不可以洗啦。
Of course not.
因为我们是把守生命树道路的人啊。
Because we are a person guarding the way to the tree of life.
我们有责任的。
We have responsibility.
所以我常常跟负责人说啊。
So I often tell the council members.
我在那个就是那个有人申请洗礼啊，要那个要开会嘛。
When a person requests to be baptized, there's usually a meeting.
我常跟负责人说啊，你们不要忘记了啊。
I tell the members, the board members, do not forget.
谁同意的谁要负责哦。
Whoever agrees to it is responsible.
洗礼两秒钟非常简单啊。
Baptism takes 2 seconds, very easy.
真的啊，带到水底下一二啊上来了，没事，很简单。对传道来讲，两秒，两秒解决。
Take them to the water, to the pastor. It's 2 seconds. 1, 2, they're up.
洗礼非常简单。
It's very easy to be baptized.
洗礼完之后的牧养，那个才是困难的啊。
But the pastor work after they're baptized is the critical point.
哦，所以我们要把守生命树的道路。
So we must guard the way to the tree of life.
我们要用心确定说，这位要洗礼的人已经预备好了。
We must think and put our efforts into whether or not they are ready.
至少是我们所认识、所知道、所能预备到最好的状况。
So that we can have preparation and be able to find the best way and the best timing.
当然以后他会怎么样，我们没有人知道啊。
Of course, no one will know what will happen to that person later on.
但是至少在这个时候，当我们做决定的时候，我们是用最好的心，觉得他是准备好了啊，这样子来做决定的、啊。
But of course, when we make the decision, it should be using our best judgment to decide.
哦，所以啊，在这里说我们有责任，因为都把守生命树的道路，责任在我们的肩头上面。
So here it tells us that we have the responsibility to guard the way to the tree of life.
不但使人看到永生的道路。
Not only so that others can see the path of salvation,
更让人看到要怎么样才能够得到啊，才能够走上这条道路。
But furthermore, to let others see how we can get onto this path,
这个才有资格成为会幕。
This is how you are qualified to become a curtain.
啊，我们看回来第三十五章哈。
Let's turn back to chapter 36.
36章的第九节哦。
36 verse 9.
这里说每幅幔子长28轴宽4轴都是一样的尺寸啊。这里告诉我们啊，每一幅幔子都是一样的尺寸啊。
Here it says, each curtain is of the same length.
哦，在教会里面啊，我们可能不同的环境，不同的背景。
In the church, perhaps we have different backgrounds, different environments.
有不同的学术的有不同的学术的成就，有不同的事业，社会上的历练啊。
Different educational accomplishments or status.
所以啊，我们可能大家身份都不同。
So perhaps all of our statuses are different.
我们的成就都不一样。
Our accomplishments are all different.
但是在这里告诉我们说，在神的家中，幅幅都一样，尺寸都是一样的。
But here it says, in the house of the Lord, everyone is of the same length.
所以在真耶稣教会里面，没有谁比谁比较大啊。
So in True Jesus Church, there is no such as saying someone is greater than the other.
你跟我一样，我们都是主里的弟兄姐妹。
You and I are the same. We are the brethren in the church.
你跟我一样，我们都只有一个名字，就是主耶稣的孩子。
You and I are the same. We have one name. We are the children of God.
虽然教会里面有传道，有长职。
Although there are elders and deacons and pastors,
那个是所托付的职分啊。
They are just positions that are asked of them.
但是本质上来讲，我们都是一样的。
But actually, we are all the same.
所以在神的家中，幅幅都一样，没有高低之分。
So in the house of the Lord, everybody is the same. There is none that is longer or shorter than the other.
啊，我在德国的时候啊，传道带我们去参观那些大的那个很有历史的那 cathedral 那些大教堂啊。
When I was in Germany, Pastor took us around to visit the grand cathedrals.
哦，那个教堂哦，做的辉煌啊，做的非常的漂亮啊。
And it is very beautifully built.
啊，但是啊，他们的会堂长得很奇怪哦。
But it looked quite strange.
哦，他们的会堂啊，后面还有一排的椅子啊。
Because on the backside of the cathedral, there is a line of seats.
啊，这个是长老坐的哈。
And there are seats for the elders.
哦，这两旁都有特别高的位置啊。
And then on each two sides of the chapel, there are higher seats.
啊，这个是国王跟贵族坐的啊。
And they are the seats for the royalties and for the higher statuses.
请问一下，坐在底下的是谁啊？
Then let me ask who sits on the bottom.
啊，都是农民呐。
They are the peasants.
啊，都是普通人啊。
They are the ordinary people.
所以对他们来讲啊，这个不同的身份就坐不同的位置啊。
So to them, different statuses have different seats.
但是在神的教会、神的家中不可以这个样子啊。
But in the church, in the house of God, it should not be so.
福福都一样，每个人你跟我尺寸都一样，都是一样的身份。
Everybody should have the same status, the same length.
啊，所以感谢主啊，在真耶稣教会这一点啊，做得非常的好啊。
So thank God and True Jesus Church, we made a good point to this.
有一次啊，我去一间教会帮忙圣工哦。
One time I went to a church to help with holy work.
看到有一个弟兄啊，在刷马桶，在清厕所刷马桶啊。
I saw a brother cleaning the bathroom, scrubbing the toilet.
啊，一看啊 ，double PhD 呀、啊。
I looked at him and he had a double PhD.
大学的教授啊。
He's a professor at a college.
但是在教会里面就不是大学教授啦。
But in the church, he's no longer a professor.
在教会里面，他只有一个名字。
In the church, he only has one name.
叫做家人。
He's only a family.
哦，这是这个家里面的人啊。
He's a member of the family.
家人清厕所有什么奇怪的啊？
Nothing strange to a family member cleaning the bathroom.
你的先生如果是大公司的董事长，
If your husband is the CEO of a great company,
难道在家里就不用洗碗了吗？
Does that mean he no longer needs to do the dishes at
home? 在家里啊，一样，搞不好还叫他煮饭呢。
Of course, at home he probably has to cook as well.
你不能先生没有说，哎，我是董事长哎，怎么可以叫我煮饭？
The husband can't say to you, I am the CEO of this company, how can I cook?
结果啊，你说我是 CEO 的老板，去煮饭啊。
Then you can respond, say, I'm the boss of the CEO, go cook.
那所以啊，既然是家人，就没有身份的不同啦。
Therefore, if you are a family member, there is no distinguishment of status.
真的，这是真耶稣教会里面一个很重要的精神。
This is a very true, important spirit of the True Jesus Church.
就是福福都一样，大家都一样啊。
Which is that everyone is the same and all the serving is the same.
那有一次我到一间教会啊，看到啊参加聚会哦。
Once I was at a church attending the service.
啊，我看到啊有一个弟兄在领会。
I saw a brother leading the sermon.
底下前面坐了另外一个弟兄哦。
And sitting below was another brother.
啊，坐在前面的这个弟兄啊，是一间很大公司，一间非常大公司的那个他的那个什么他的 manager 哈。
And the brother sitting below was a manager of a very big company.
啊，在台上讲到的那个弟兄啊，是他的下属的下属的下属啊。
And the person speaking was the supporter, the staff below the staff of that person.
哦，所以啊，那个两个的社会阶级差很多啊。
So their social status was very dispersed.
那但是你看啊，坐在底下那个弟兄哦。
But the brother sitting on the bottom
听到很认真，还写笔记啊。
Was actually very listening carefully and taking notes.
那这个在外面的社会你看不到啊。
In society, you do not see this.
我是老板呢，我讲给你听才对吧。
I am the boss. I should be speaking to you.
啊，但是在教会里面没有这种事情啊。
But in the church, there's no such thing.
不管你在外面是什么身份。
Regardless of your status outside.
不管你在世上有多大的成就。
Regardless of your accomplishments.
不管你在银行里面有多少的财富。
Whether or not you have great wealth in the bank.
在神的家中，福福都一样，每个人都一样的。
In the house of the Lord, everybody is the same.
那不只是福福都一样哦。
Not only are we all the same.
啊，在这里讲说啊，福福相连呐、啊，第十节哦。
Says in verse 10 that we are coupled together.
他说啊，每一个幔子都要接在一起啊。
So all the curtains need to be attached.
所以教会里面不止大家的身份都一样。
So in the church, not only do we have the same status.
同时，既然是一家人，就要有像一家人的感觉啊。
If we are one family, we should act like one family.
如果你到一间教会
，If you go to a church,
结果啊，里面啊很冷漠，没有人要理别人啊。
And you go in and nobody pays attention to anyone.
啊，你做你的事，我做我的事情。
You do your thing, they do their thing.
不讲话，不讲话，不交通。
No one communicates or talk to each other.
啊，那就不是一间教会啦。
And it is not a church.
因为它福福没有相连。
Because they are not attached.
它就没有办法成为帐幕啦。
Then they cannot be a tabernacle.
啊，所以在这里告诉我们啊，这个帐幕啊，必须要相连在一起。
Says the curtain.Curtains here must be attached.
使我们能够在侍奉的路上有同伴一起往前走啊。
So that on the path of service we have a partner.
哦，所以我们今天要问问自己啊。
So we ask ourselves today.
在这一条属灵的路上，我有相连的同伴吗？
On this path to our salvation, do I have a partner?
使我能够在软弱的时候有人扶持。
Someone who can lift me up when I am down.
在跌倒的时候，有人拉我一把。
Somebody that can hold me up when I fall.
在伤心的时候，有人安慰。
Someone that can comfort me when I'm sad.
在开心的时候，有人与我一同欢笑。
Somebody that can have joy and share in my joy.
我有没有这样子的属灵同伴呢？
Do I have a spiritual friend like this?
我们大家的朋友都很多哦。
All of us have many friends.
但是朋友不见得是属灵的同伴啊。
But friends might not necessarily be your spiritual companion.
是 shopping 的同伴啊，买东西的同伴啊。
Some friends are shopping buddies.
有的是啊，是出去玩的同伴啊。
Some friends go out and have leisure time.
但是今天如果你人生遇到很大的打击
，But today if something drastic happens to you,
今天如果你心灵感到非常的痛苦
，If you feel really burdened and sad,
你有没有一个人可以打电话
？Do you have somebody to call?
有没有一个人你可以跟他说？我难过，他说我帮你祷告。
Do you have somebody to call? Tell them you're sad, and they say they'll pray for you.
真的，这样子的属灵同伴非常重要啊。
Actually, to have a friend like this is very important.
这样的同伴甚至可以决定我们的信仰路是走得很苦，还是走得很顺利啊。
Because a friend like such can actually make a distinguishment of whether or not we have a hard path.
那我们来看一下马可福音哦。
Let's turn to the book of Mark.
我们看马可福音的第二。章
Mark chapter 2
马可福音第二章第一节
Mark chapter 2 verse 1
第一节
verse 1
过了些日子耶稣到了加百农人听见他在屋子里第二节
2
就有许多人聚集甚至连门前都没有空地耶稣对他们讲到第三节
3
有人带着一个摊子来见耶稣，是用四个人抬来的。第四节，
Four.
因为人多不得进前，就把耶稣所在的屋子拆了房顶，既拆通了，就把摊子连锁躺卧的褥子都垂下来。第五节，
Five.
耶稣见他们的信心，就对摊子说：“小子，你的罪赦了。”哈，这里是主耶稣所行的一件神迹啊。
This is a miracle performed by Jesus.
耶稣在世的时候行了非常多的神迹。
When Jesus was in the world, he performed many miracles.
但是这个神迹很不一样啊。
But this miracle is particularly different.
通常主耶稣如果要医治人啊。
Often when Jesus wants to cure somebody,
他常常是看着那个人说。你的信救了你啊
He often will look at that person and say, "Your faith has saved you."
但是这一节不是哦。
But here it is different. Here in this verse,
在这里说耶稣见谁？见他们的信心哦。
But here it says that Jesus saw their faith.
那他们是谁呀？
Who are these people?
就是抬着这个摊子的那四个人啊。
These are the four men carrying the paralytic.
从头到尾啊，这个摊子得到最大的恩典。
So from the beginning till the end, it was the paralytic who received the most grace.
他不但罪得了赦免。
Not only was his sins forgiven.
他甚至啊，让他起来可以走路啊。
He was able to walk.
但是你看，从头到尾他有没有做任何的事情
？But from the beginning till the end, do you see him doing anything?
从头到尾他什么都没有做哦。
As he shows here, he has done nothing.
他连一句话都没有讲哦。
He did not even say one word.
但是圣经说啊，他得了最大的恩典，为什么哦
？But it says he was shown the greatest grace. Why is this?
因为他有四个好朋友。
Because he has four good friends.
四个很在乎他的人。
Four friends that cared about him.
当他们把这个摊子抬，要来讨来找耶稣哦。
When they carried this paralytic to Jesus.
结果啊，哇，人太多了，看不到耶稣啊。
There were too many people. They could not see him.
如果今天你是这个朋友，你会怎么做？
If today you were the friend, what would you do?
我有时候在问我自己啊，如果今天我在帮忙抬这个人啊，结果啊，前面人很多，看不到耶稣，我要怎么办
？I ask myself if I am one of the four and I see many people in the front, what do I do?
我想我会跟我那个朋友说，跟那个摊子说哦。
I believe I would tell the paralytic friend.
哎，兄弟，你看我已经很努力啦。
Brother, see, I tried my best.
兄弟，你看那人很多，不是我不带你去啊。
But look, there are too many people. It's not that I do not want to take you.
啊，兄弟，我们回家吧，下次再来啊。
Why don't we go home and come back again next time?
哎，有时候我们就是这样子啊，就很容易就放弃啦。
Sometimes that is how we are. We give up easily.
哦，所以我不是一个属灵的好同伴啊。
So I am not a good spiritual friend.
哦，但是啊，今天呢，你看他这个同伴哦。
But today you look at his friend.
前面有障碍。
There's obstacles in the front.
看不到耶稣。
They cannot see Jesus.
没有关系啊，拆人家的房子啊。
Doesn't matter. Take down the house.
爬到别人的屋顶上面去。
Climb up to the roof.
我们是自己爬屋顶，可能还不是很困难哦。
If we were to climb ourselves, it's probably not that difficult.
你要抬着一个瘫痪的人，把他带到屋顶上面，有多困难啊？
But how difficult it is to carry the paralytic with you to climb.
哎，但是他说我愿意啊。
But they're willing.
哦，那当你到人家家里的屋顶哦。
Went up to the roof of a person's home.
你就把人家屋顶给拆了。
You took apart their roof.
这是谁的家？
Whose house is that?
不是你的家。
It's not your house.
谁等一下要来赔？
Who's going to pay for that?
等一下再说吧。
Talk about it later.
啊，但是重点是先把我这个可怜的朋友放到耶稣的面前啊。
The importance is to carry my pitiful friend in front of Jesus.
啊，如果需要赔，等一下再来赔啊。
If we need to pay for it, we'll pay for it later.
我愿意付出代价啊。
To pay up the price.
这个叫做真朋友。
This is called a true friend.
啊，所以我们今天朋友很多啊。
So today we have a lot of friends.
出去玩一叫一堆人。
We want to go out and play, a whole bunch of people come.
很多人都会来啊。
Many people will come.
要 shopping 也是哇，那个 coupon 传来传去啊。
You go shopping, you pass around the coupons.
但是啊，要祷告啊，找得到人吗？
But when you pray, can you find friends?
真的，如果今天你遇到了大事，
Today, if something happens to you,
请问你有一同祷告属灵的同伴吗？
Let me ask, do you have a friend that can pray with you?
哦，所以在这里告诉我们啊，那个幔子要相连在一起啊。
So here it tells us that the curtains must be looped together.
哦，所以一个信徒一定要，信徒当中一定要彼此有相连啊。
So members should be able to be attached to one another.
能够在这条信仰的道路一起同奔。
So they can walk together on this path toward salvation.
同行，一同劳苦，并且一同得到努力的果效。
To work hard together and to also gain the reward together.
我们看回来出埃及记的第36章哦。
Let's turn back to Exodus chapter 36.
第14节。
Verse 14.
出埃及记的第36章的第14节。
36:14.
这里说，他用山羊毛织11幅幔子，作为帐幕影上的罩棚。15节。
15.
每幅幔子是长30轴，宽4轴，11幅幔子都是一样的尺寸。16.
16.
他把5幅幔子连成一幅，又把6幅幔子连成一幅。17.
17.
在那相连的幔子末幅边做50个纽扣，在那相连的幔子末幅边也做50个纽扣。18.
18.
又做50个铜钩，使罩棚连成一个。19.
19.
并用染红的公羊皮做罩棚的盖，再用海狗皮做一层罩幕上的顶盖。好，他们再继续往下盖了。
So they continue to build.
他们先有四围的墙壁啊。
They have four walls.
啊，这个墙壁就是什么？就是幔子幅幅相连的幔子啊。
And these walls are made up of these curtains that are attached.
啊，但是啊，你只有这个幔子不是不可以哦，不够哦。
But just having the curtains is not enough.
你在上面还要有一个罩子哈，一个 cover， 一个棚子把它罩起来。
You need to have a tent.That covers it.
他说哇，这个幔子是用羊毛把它做起来的哦。
Says that the curtains are made up of goat's hair.
羊毛上面还有染红的公羊皮哦 ，ram skin 哦。
And it also has ram skin on top.
然后在最外面再用一个海狗皮把它罩起来啊。
And the covering is badger skins.
哦，所以啊，它基本上有三层。
So there are there's three levels. Layers.
一层是用羊毛。
One is goat's hair.
一层是用羊皮。
Then it's ram skin.
然后在最上面是用海狗皮啊。
Then on the top it's badger skin.
哦，所以啊，今天啊，要做成帐幕，上面要有盖子啊。
So today to make a tabernacle, we must have a cover.
啊，但是上面的盖子是什么？
Then what is the cover?
他说上面是染红的公羊皮啊。
The covering is the ram skin dyed red.
为什么要染红呢？
Why was it dyed red?
染红代表救恩的记号啊。
The red marking is the mark of salvation.
哦，所以在旧约里面啊，他们常用红色染红的绳子来代表拯救。
So in the Old Testament, they often used dyed red threading to represent salvation.
所以今天要成为一个完整的会幕。
So today to have a complete tabernacle,
你上面要有染红的公羊皮。
You must have the dyed ram skin on top.
所以当你遇到困难了。
So when you encounter difficulty,
当你信仰遇到挑战呢
if you, there's challenges in your faith,
当你信仰的路走不下去呢
if you can no longer walk the path of salvation,
你要往上看，看到耶稣基督的救恩啊
you must look up to see the salvation of Jesus Christ.
有时候我们如果在教会里面只看人哦
today, if we only look at the people,
有时候会让人失望哦
then we might get disappointed.
有时候我们如果在教会里面只看人啊
If we only look at the people,
啊，我们可能会失败哦。
We might fail.
哦，所以信仰如果建立在一个人的身上
，So if your faith is built on one person,
你看看他，你再看看他
，You look at that person or that person.
你会发觉说，哎呀，大家都不怎么样嘛。
You might notice that they are really not much to them.
但是当你往上看，看到耶稣基督的救恩
，But if you look up and see the grace of God.
你就看到教会里面的尊贵以及神同在的荣耀。
Then you will see the glory of God's presence in the church.
哦，所以我们今天要学习往上看。
So today we must learn to look up.
如果我们今天都看人哦。
If today we only look at people.
这个传道口才好。
This pastor has very good speech.
那个信徒好有爱心。
Or that member has a lot of love.
我最喜欢他的，我是他的 follower， 我要跟随他。
And I adore that person. I want to follow them.
那到最后啊，失望跟失败啊。
In the end, there will be only disappointment.
所以信仰必须要学习往上看哦。
So we must look up.
我们来看一下创世纪啊。
Let's turn to Genesis.
我们看创世纪的第，看创世纪的第六章哦。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 6.
创世纪第六章。
Genesis chapter 6.
第十三节
Verse 13
创世纪的第六章第十三节
Genesis chapter 6 verse 13
神对挪亚说凡有血气的人他的尽头来到我的面前因为地上满了他们的强暴我要把他们和地一并毁灭十四节
14
他说你要用戈斐木造一只方舟分一间一间的造里外抹上松香第十五节方舟的造法乃是这样长300轴宽50轴高30轴十六节方舟的上边要留透光处、哦啊、这里、啊、神吩咐挪亚盖方舟、啊、
So here God had commanded Noah to build the ark
说、啊、借着这个方舟要拯救你跟你的家人
And through the ark your family will be saved、
啊、但是这个方舟、啊、有一个很奇怪的地方、啊、
But there's something strange about the ark
这个方舟、啊、没有开旁边没有开窗户、哦、
There are no windows on the side
只有屋顶上开了一个窗户、啊、
There only is a window on the roof
你说为什么要开在屋顶上呢
Why is the window on the roof
我们今天有人屋顶那个窗户开屋顶上的吗
Do we have windows on the roof?
你家里的窗户是开在屋顶上吗
Is your window on the roof?
哇下雨了开窗户哇雨就全部淋进来了嘛
If the, it rains and you open the window, the rain comes down.
他们这个是方舟耶要准备天要下大雨要大洪水的耶
This is the ark, it's in preparation for a huge storm, a huge rain and flood.
啊结果哇居然窗户开顶上那水很容易流进来啊
But the windows on the roof, so the water might seep through.
旁边没有窗户啊
There are no windows on the side.
为什么要这样子
Why is this done?
因为神要教他们啊
Because God wishes to teach them.
如果你窗户开在旁边
If your windows on the side,
你所看到的只是绝望而已啊
Because all you see is despair.
你看到没有东西可以救你
You see that there's nothing that can save you.
你看到外面的洪海你害怕、你看到外面的洪水你害怕
You see the flood outside, you get scared.
但是你如果开在上面啊
But if you have the opening on the top
窗户开在上面你就只能仰望天上啊
The window is on the top You can only look up toward heaven
所以我们今天的信仰啊要学习往上看
So today in our faith We must learn to look up
在人没有方法在神一定有答案
In humans there might not be a solution In God there is a way、
哦、所以学习向上看的信仰你就能够看到神的救恩啊
So to learn to look and put your focus upward You can see the salvation of God
所以要成立要建造一个会幕哦
So to build and establish a tabernacle
不是只有幔子而已啊
It is not just consisted of curtains
不是只有教会里面啊你好我好大家好我们都是好朋友啊
It is not just the church You and I are friends We're all good friends
不是在教会里面啊活动很多大家很互相相爱非常快乐啊不是只有这样子而已啊
It's not just having a lot of activities and everyone's bonding It's not just so
建立会幕最重要的是上面你看到了染红的公羊皮啊
The most important is to see above on the top You see the dyed ram skin in red
有救恩的地方才有资格称为教会
A place that has salvation is a place that can be called a church.
有宝血的地方才能够引人真正得到救恩。
A place that has the true blood can lead people to salvation.
所以上面是染红的公羊皮啊。
That is why the above top part is dyed red.
但是呢，染红的公羊皮还有在一层海狗皮把它罩住了。
But above the ram skin, there is another layer of badger skin.
那这个海狗啊，海狗皮到底是什么？
What exactly is badger skin?
其实啊，这个字哦，其实不是很确定啊。
Actually, this word and this term is not very clear.
但是那个时候的以色列人，那附近有海狗吗？应该是没有吧。
In those days, during that time, did they have badgers around them?
不太确定那是什么动物。
We are not certain what kind of animal that is.
但是应该是类似哈，那个皮也是黑黑的、粗粗的哈。
It's probably similar to skin that is dark and thick.
没有什么好看的。
Nothing of that looks good.
但是可能很坚韧哈，所以能够坐在最外面，作为最外面的保护哦。
But it might be very tough, so it can be on the outer layer.
哦，所以啊，那个照下去以后啊，这个会幕可能就黑黑的、丑丑的啊。
So when it covers it, the tabernacle might look not so good.
所以你如果只从外面来看。
So if you only look from the outside,
你看不到它没有什么特别的。
You do not see anything special.
你如果只从外面来看，
if you only look from the outside,
你可能看不到什么华丽的让你羡慕的。
It does not look like there's anything glamorous.
哦，但是啊，底下却是染红的公羊皮啊。
But underneath it is dyed ram skin.
哦，所以我们今天追求信仰，不是找那个漂亮的大间的人多的地方啊。
So today, when we pursue after our faith, it is not to look for those that are glamorous and beautiful people, a lot of people.
啊，有一个朋友来教会哦。
A friend came to church.
啊，结果他来教会听道理，说哇，这个道理很好，都有符合圣经啊。
He came to church and said, "Wow, the doctrine is good. It reflects the Bible."
啊，人很好啊，大家都很有爱心啊。
The people are good. They all have love.
啊，结果他就说这个教会好啊。
And he concluded the church is good.
啊，但是啊，但是他就后来又问啊。
But then he followed and asked.
他就问说啊，你们教会多少人啊？
He asked, "How many members do you have?"
我说啊，大概这个在这里啊，大概3000人左右吧。
And I said probably about 3,000 members.
哦，他说，哦，那不行啊，我不能去你们教会啊。
Then he said, I can't go to your church.
哦，人不够多啊，不好意思啊。
You do not have enough people.
我要去那个哦，最好有几万人的啊。
I need to go to those that have tens of thousands.
啊，跟那个我朋友讲，哎，我们教会20,000人啊，你看多有面子啊。
To tell my friends, look, my church has 20,000 members.
哎，真的啊，有时候人很重视在乎这样子的面子啊。
It's true, many people sometimes focus and emphasize on.The outer appearance.
哇，你看我们教会人好多。
Look at our church, so many people.
你看我们教会有那个有社会地位、有身份的人。
Look, we have people of great status in our church.
哦，所以你看啊，有些那个什么有利人士啊，什么congressmen 他们去的地方啊，那里的人特别多啊。
If you look at the churches that the congressmen attend, there's a lot of people.
哦，因为你看那讲出来很有面子啊。哎呀，我跟奥巴马同一间教会啊。
Because you gain a lot of face by saying you're in the same church as Obama.
啊，因为我一直讲奥巴马，因为我不知道副总统叫什么名字。
I keep saying Obama because I don't know who the vice president is.
哦，但是啊，有时候人就是很重视这些东西啊。
But sometimes people focus on this.
啊，就是要有面子。
People need their face.
会堂要大间辉煌。
They need to have great glamorous churches.
啊，但是有没有神啊，不重要啊。
Whether or not there is God, that is not important.
啊，但是在这里告诉我们啊，不要用外貌来判断哦。
But here tells us we should not make a judgment based on the exterior.
你如果只看外面啊，你看不到它的美。
If we look at the outside, you do not see the inner beauty.
要看到里面那个浮浮相连的幔子。
You must look within to see the attached curtains.
你要看见里面那个染红的公羊皮。
Must look at the dyed red ram skin.
啊，我们有一个传道啊，你们应该都认识啊。
There's a pastor that all of you probably know.
啊，那个富底传道啊，他以前啊是希腊东正教 Greek Orthodox 啊。
And Pastor Vudi used to belong to the Greek Orthodox.
啊，那个希腊东正教是有历史的啊。
Greek Orthodox has a lot of history.
哇，那个会堂啊，宏伟 漂亮不得了啊。
The church is very grand and beautiful.
里面的人啊，都是有身份、有地位、有财富的啊。
The people that are in the church have great statuses.
所以他跟我说、啊、他第一次到真耶稣教会在波士顿的时候、哦、
So he told me when he first came to True Jesus Church in Boston.
他说、啊、他觉得自己被骗啦、啊。
He thought he was tricked.
因为那个时候啊，教会是租地下室啊。
Because at that time the church rented a basement.
他说、啊、哈，神怎么会在地下室呢
？He thought, how could God be in the basement?
没有啦，这开玩笑。你骗我啊！神怎么会在地下室
？You must be joking. How could God be in the basement?
啊，他就说，反正被骗了，既然来了就聚会吧。
So he thought, since he was tricked, he was there already. He might as well attend service.
哎，结果后来得了圣灵啦。
But then he received the Holy Spirit.
得了圣灵，神有没有在地下室？有，神有在地下室啊。
Was God in the basement? Yes, he was in the basement.
他就离开了他那个庄严宏伟辉煌的希腊东正教啊。
He left his grand.Greek Orthodox Church.
来到地下室的真耶稣教会开始慕道啊。
And he came to the basement of True Jesus Church.
真的啊，今天信仰不是在比谁的教会漂亮啊。
So today the faith is not a comparison of which chapel looks the best.
今天信仰是在比谁的教会有神啊。
It is to compare which church has God.
哦，所以布地传道找到啦。
So Pastor Rudy found God.
得到圣灵后，有神在地下室啊。
Received the Holy Spirit and found that God was in the basement.
哦，那个宏伟的会堂里面不一定有神啊，神没有在里面啊。
Grand, beautiful chapel may not have God.
信徒好多啊，神也不在当中啊。
Many members, but God might not be in the midst.
所以我们不要只看见这个海狗皮啊。
So we should not only look at this badger skin.
我们来看一下以赛亚书哦。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
我们看以赛亚书的。以赛亚书的第五十三章、哦、
Isaiah chapter 53
以赛亚书五十三章的第一节
Isaiah 53 verse 1
第一节我们所传的有谁信呢神的膀臂向谁显露呢第二节
2.
他说他在神面前生长如嫩芽如根出于干地，他无家行美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌，使我们羡慕他。好，我们再看第九节哦。
Let's refer to verse 9.
第九节，他虽然未行强暴，口中也没有诡诈，人还使他与恶人同埋，谁知死的时候与财主。同葬啊！这里是在讲到我们的主耶稣基督啊。
Here it is depicting the Jesus Christ.
那这里告诉我们呢、啊，主耶稣基督啊，没有外貌、家型、美容让你羡慕啊。
Here says there's nothing of an outer appearance that is to be boastful about.
主耶稣的一生啊，非常的辛苦哦。
The whole entire life of Jesus is actually pretty
burdensome. 常常没得睡，没得吃。
Often he has nothing to eat, nowhere to sleep.
他工作的时间很长。
He worked long hours.
睡觉的时间很短。
He slept short.
因为他想要尽他所有的力来拯救人。
Because he wanted to use all his energy to save people.
他在三十多岁的时候，三十岁的时候。
Around the age of 30.
人家以为啊，他已经快五十了。
People thought that he looked like he was 50 years old.
所以啊，主耶稣没有什么漂亮啊，美好的外貌让人羡慕啊。
So Jesus had no outer beauty to be admired.
但是他里面有最美好的神性，让人可以追求哦。
But he had the most beautiful divine nature for others to look upon.
哦，所以今天一个真教会也要这样子。
So today a true church should be the same.
真教会不是注重在外面的辉煌。
A true church should not emphasize on the exterior beauty.
而是在内在的生命。
But it should focus on the inner life.
里面有真生命啊。
If there's true life within.
里面有真救恩啊。
There's true salvation within.
里面有真盼望啊。
True hope within.
那个才叫做真教会，那才是神的帐幕在人间啊。
That is the true church, the tabernacle of the Lord.
所以你看见了什么？
So what do you see?
你是只有看到黑漆漆的海狗皮吗？
Do you only see the dark badger skin?
还是你能够看见底下染血的公羊皮？
Or can you see the rammed skin dyed with red?
看清楚，想明白。
Look carefully and think carefully.
找到正确的道路哦。
Find the true path.
我们这一节到这边。
We conclude our session here.
我们一起同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.